bolster your immune system, help alleviate stress, take in those minerals and vitamins that you really need, nutrients like vitamin B, omega fatty acids 3, 6, and 9, and many more nutrients. More Beauty now offers hemp seed oil. We all know that health is wealth. We must do all we can to maintain it. More Beauty offers 100% hemp seed oil, a natural option. Hemp seed oil, available from More Beauty. Order yours today from theembassyofthemoors.org. Theembassyofthemoors.org.
But yeah, you know what's weird, and I'll be honest, on the Instagram account that I operate with, that I use to basically kind of mine for content, more or less, and try to get some ideas and concepts behind what I'm going to talk about, because, you know, there's a flood of things I can talk about, and there's a lot that I don't really know. There's other things that I do know about, right? But that mostly I can speculate on, because I don't really have any direct insight into many situations that occur on social media. So, you know, that's why it's so troubling, not for me personally, but at times, you know, when you have people that get on social media and they start talking from a position of expert, when they're just experts on social media, they came out of nowhere and they're able to be influential to a point where they're able to make a living out of this, make money from it. But it is what it is. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just, you know, my feet wet right now. I'm trying to gain some momentum behind it myself. Well, however, I'm going to skip down to something else that actually the things I've been posting this week. Now, but this is the thing, see? People don't want to hear the truth. People don't want to understand. Well, I won't say this the whole truth, but it's they don't want to know certain things as far as outcome goes. And when you are able to lend a perspective to it, and it happens to be the result in a truth that they don't like or they don't want to accept, then it's a problem. Because I just had a feeling that there are certain things that we're going to take. Oh, I can't even open up the whole article. I forgot about that. I was going to touch on that. I really was going to touch on this here. Basically, this was back in August that this happened. There was a case. Well, actually, the case originated on Independence Day weekend involving members of a group called the Rise of the Moors. And they had, you know, sometime after they were gotten into custody, after the first maybe two court proceedings, or maybe after the first one even, there was a defamation lawsuit, a civil defamation lawsuit against the Massachusetts police and a number of media outlets. But the judge had, a federal judge dismissed it. Just threw it out the door. And of course you have people that are saying that, well, they're not in the proper stand. Well, this is a federal judge that dismissed this. A federal judge dismissed it. And it was thrown out. So, what does that tell you? See, I actually had lost track about it for a minute because I've been involved in other things going on in my daily life, which is part of the reason why there's not really a lot of common support. There's not going to be a lot of common support from the average everyday man for this organization because they've separated themselves from the masses. Just my viewpoint. I'm going out on a limb here. Probably going to get the limb cut off. But I'm going out on a limb here from all that I've seen up to this point, including the divisiveness, the division among those who associate themselves with being Moors and that are in these organizations and groups and that. Is, you know, they've separated themselves from the masses of undeclared Moors, or the ones that are not as conscious as them. So that's why you don't really have anyone that I can see that's identified themselves as coming to their aid. But like I said, I lost track for a minute because I just stumbled on this a few days ago. You know, the dismissal of the defamation lawsuit. But I had a hunch that it wouldn't even fly. When I saw a video of the wife of the group leader serving the paperwork, and I reviewed the paperwork myself and saw it, I just had a hunch that it wouldn't go anywhere. It didn't fly. It's not going to fly. It won't. To go along with that, this week I listened, was it this week? Yes, it was this week, earlier this week on, yeah, matter of fact, it was on Wednesday. I listened to the part of the hearing. All their cases got continued to October. That means that they'll be in custody for 3 months straight. One of the defendants reached out to an identified Moorish consulate, or Moroccan consulate, rather, I misspoke, Moroccan consulate organization that I believe is in the DMV area. Filed some paperwork called a quorum warranto and a habeas corpus writ, right? That was actually supposed to affect a release of one of the defendants on Wednesday, during Wednesday's hearing. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. It's not going to happen. And now, a federal civil judge that dismissed the lawsuit, you know that their case, meaning the case involving the rise of the Moors, the criminal case, this is only the Commonwealth case right now. I submit to you that once the Commonwealth case has been disposed, has ran its course throughout the process, and has concluded itself, it's quite possible that the federal case will start at that point, if it hasn't already. Because you see, there's no dual jeopardy between the two circuits. Even if they all got sprung loose, or even one of them got sprung loose, let's say, just speculating, just hypothetically speaking, you don't think the feds will still wouldn't come after them? Think about that. You don't think the feds would come after them if they were sprung on the state case? Well, you're living in the dark. You're in a delusion. And of course, they only got just a couple of likes. Because again, people are failing to see the context of this. September 8th, Wicked Local publication by someone named Kenja Morandi. Headline reads, MA State Police detained driver, scuffle with passenger and tow the car. Cars towed, drivers and passengers harassed. The members of the Rise of the Moors organization appear at Malden District Court to support colleagues. I wasn't there, but I'm just looking at the photographs that I saw and also some video images of this matter. Again, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say what it appears to be. It appears to me this: either the vehicle that this declared Moorish national was driving, and I'm talking about, you know, they were there to watch the court proceedings, right? So they had their car in the parking lot of the court building. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and just assume that they weren't really parked illegally, or they had a faulty tag on the vehicle or a tag that's not recognized in that commonwealth, in that state. Nonetheless, they were contacted. The driver, the occupant, was contacted. And likely they didn't have a license, a state license, or anything to that effect as a recognized authority. And I'm not overlooking the colorable aspect, the fictitious notions. What I'm saying to you is the way things are pursuant to contemporary context today. And what is applicable today in 2021 is that in many, I'll say even sovereign jurisdictions, because each state within the United States corporation, as it's termed, because we know that the United States is a corporate function, it's a corporate entity. However, each state is sovereign and has its own constitution, right? So as a consequence of that, thinking rationally, thinking logically, that these states are all, each and every one of them is their own sovereign with their own statutes. So you had law enforcers that were enforcing the statutes of the land, that being Massachusetts. So what was the consequence of that? Driver detained, vehicle towed. Done deal. And unfortunately, this was a somewhat of a byproduct result of what happened on early morning of July 4th, the night of July 3rd, 2021, which culminated in the closure of an interstate highway disrupting commerce for up to 10 hours. And you don't think that this has lent a negative impression of those who declare themselves and say that they're Moors? Come on now. Really? You know the term hustling backwards? That's what's going on. Hustling backwards. The movement is not moving. It has stagnated. We're hustling backwards. What's a backwards hustle? When you hustle backwards against the wave, well, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to get washed away. That's just how I see it, man. That's how I see it. You know, there's all this talk about being unified, unity talk, right? Well, not everybody's willing to do that. Everyone is not willing to do that. Not everybody is willing to unify. Because there's a lack of trust, there's a lack of accountability occurring in a lot of our people. You know, the tenets that we're supposed to stand on, that Moors are supposed to stand on, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, right? Those five qualities, traits, attributes, they're not of equal measure at all within this space. I'm not seeing it. I mean, I'm seeing it in smaller circles, but throughout the, I guess you can say that, the Moorish diaspora, because I use paradigm, you've been overusing it, but throughout the diaspora, that is Moorish consciousness, in my view. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, a lot of information being brought forth. I'm seeing a lot of opinions about, you know, how to go about learning yourself from the inside. But I'm not seeing a lot of trust among the people. That's a problem. And it's going to remain a problem until there's a fix for it. So I won't necessarily bow to this, but what I'm going to say is this. That, you know, I'm hoping to share the knowledge that I obtained, knowledge that I acquired, that is fact-based, or to share information, put it out there, and let you make up your own mind. Because you have to study for yourself anyway. It's all about knowledge of self. Taking a break, I'll be right back.